Is there a motion to include the new language under condition 18 on page 48?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, 19. Joel.
I started to say that wrong. This was the infrastructure. I was asking the question, are you comfortable with the infrastructure they're proposing and in regards to the bond? And then you came up with the idea, you know, you would like to see that water main stubbed on that one road towards the ski chalet just in case they would ever need to connect to it in the future. That's what this condition is.
Correct.
Is there a motion to include that language?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. That's good, Greg, because I was going to say. Anything else, Joel?
No, the site plan.
Do we need an overall? We need an overall motion.
So, again.
Wait.
Nope. Yes, overall.
Okay. Is there a motion to recommend approval of an ordinance to codify through current in its entirety and amended section 15-3.0442 of the Unified Development Ordinance, Plan Development District Number 37, to revise the district in the following manner: to revise certain district standards, including but not limited to building heights, building setback limits, and landscape surface ratio limits; revise certain district design standards, including but not limiting landscape, building character and design, and the waiver of standards; and to include additional, more detailed site information pertaining to buildings and structures at approximately 7900 West Crystal Ridge Drive and along West Rawson Avenue, West Loomis Road, and West Old Loomis Road, as per individual votes taken this evening, with technical and minor changes as staff may recommend.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Joel?
Thank you. Site plan. So now the site plan, we're going into detail. So there's some of the conditions in the resolution are directly related to the PDD topics we just talked about, color and the metal on the building. Some are totally new. So some of these, a couple of these they agree with, many of them they do not. I would start with saying the first four conditions are standard boilerplate language. They have to go along with those. Things like they have to pay all fees, the approval is only good for 1 year, those kinds of things. Starting with number five on page two. So we're talking about the applicant shall revise the site plan to entirely remove the building from the traffic visibility corner. The motion you made with the PDD is it's a site plan decision. So now you have to decide for this particular site plan, do you want the building to remain in the vision triangle, to be partially removed from the vision triangle, or entirely removed? Now you make that specific decision.
Show me the piece of paper we're working on.
So this would be the resolution, the site plan resolution. So it's the four-sided, two pages. State of Wisconsin on top, Milwaukee County on top, resolution number, blah, blah, blank.
This one's the...
Okay, I'll find it. It's here somewhere.
That's it.
Okay, so the first issue at hand is vision triangles, right?
Yes. So now you get to say, do you want it, the building entirely out, entirely in, or some compromise in the middle?
Alderman Dandruff.
I think we've had already discussion regarding this, and with the makeup of where Rawson is and where the North Road is going to be, I'd say we would keep it within the vision, allow it. So allow that.
Big button in the middle.
Yes, allow it. And allow that for whatever purpose that one is there for. That's my opinion. I don't know if anybody else has an opinion on it.
So this is condition five we're working on.
Yep. So if you want the building to stay as is, you would strike this. You'd have to add that to your motion to strike or remove condition number five. If you wanted.
I'd make the recommendation to strike that then.
You made the motion, right? Is there a second?
Yes.
I'll make that motion. Second.
Been moved and seconded to remove condition five. Discussion.
Oh, that's the obvious question. What options are there?
Yeah.
We redesign and cut the corner off the building or rearrange the building on the site plan somehow.
Right.
Any others?
There's another hybrid option, we believe. They may not like it still, but it's another option. So if they remove those parking spaces, they could narrow the right-of-way or easement. If they narrow the boulevard that's in the median that's in the middle of the boulevard, they could also narrow the right-of-way. They could widen the building then and, you know, get back some of that space they lose in the corner. They still have to lop off that corner, but now the building gets wider, and so from a square footage standpoint, it might be a wash. They might come out with the same size building, maybe.
Wait a minute. What I'm hearing now is another discussion, again, from what I started earlier in the evening as to what's the right-of-way. I think we start getting in that conversation, we're going to be throwing a baby out with the bathwater. I'll just point out that the city engineer doesn't have an issue with it.
Is it going to cost them more money if it's changed?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, don't we have to be friendly to both sides? No. Well, I mean, really, I mean... I mean, the constituents are trying to keep them happy, and they're trying to make the constituents happy. I mean,
okay, well,
I understand what Alderman Dan is talking about.
There's a motion to permit building design in the Vision Triangle as drawn. That is the motion, right?
Yes.
That was your second, right?
Yes.
Any questions on that motion? Mm-hmm. All those in favor of the motion to leave the building in the Vision Triangle signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Sorry, Joel.
Number six, again related to setbacks, would be what staff was proposing, a compromise. The setbacks right now would be what was approved is that the plan commission on a site by case by case site plan basis could approve smaller setbacks. Currently, that front yard is 25. I would be proposing the 10. The side yards are currently 10. I would continue to propose that. And then the rear yard is currently 25. And I would recommend that.
Okay, I'm going to go back to this conversation again. What's our right-of-way? So here, that's your right-of-way?
That's what he's measuring, yeah.
And here, that's your right-of-way, right?
Oh.
Back
right
to the
there.
Sidewalk.
Yep.
That's your right-of-way.
The
end of the
85
arrow. And here
it changes to CSMs.
Northern 54.
So zero in the rear yard.
Which is actually, it's a couple of feet. It's not actually zero. 1.6 to 2.3 feet.
It's zero. Jeez. Zero on the rear yard. What is this?
For all intents and purposes, that's zero, too.
1.6. Zero. And this one is?
It varies, but that one corner is zero on the far northeast corner.
What is
corner.
This corner?
That's probably like five or something.
Might be 10.
Yep.
What is the corner yard?
Corner side yard, 10.
Which one? No, what is it?
Which one?
The corner side yard.
Yeah, 10.
But where is it?
Oh, it's right there.
How is that a corner side yard? That's a side yard.
Because it's on a street.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay.
You want buildings farther away from streets. Normally.
Okay, commissioners.
Mr. Mayor?
I would.
Sir?
We've already heard discussion regarding this issue. The Motor Vehicle Department has already blessed the location of this building, And
only in regards to that along Rawson.
Along the Rawson?
Yeah, they did not comment about.
They don't care about the interior roads.
Yeah, that's up to us.
That's us. Okay. But I know that we've had further discussion in regards to where we're going to measure. I mean, to the naked eye, we're going to see that there's plenty enough room. Only to the professional planning eye are we going to not see enough room. So I would agree to accept it as presented.
Delete number six.
And delete number six. I'll make the motion, too.
Is there a second to that motion?
Second. I have a question.
Mr. City Engineer.
And we're not talking about parking lots yet, is that correct?
Correct. The parking lot will be a separate motion.
Okay.
Any other discussion? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Deal.
Number seven. This was related to the boulevard specifically, narrowing it by 10 feet for the median and removing the parking lot and possibly narrowing it even further, the on-street parking and narrowing it even further. Although I would have to note that if you made that change, that means the CSM would have to be revised as well.
If you want to change the setback, if you just want to eliminate the
stall. Or the easement boundary would change, then the CSM would change. Correct. Now, your property would get bigger, but then we'd have to do the CSM again.
Yeah, well, we could get rid of the parking stalls and make it grass and not have to change the CSM.
What is the purpose of narrowing this boulevard?
So that they can make the building wider. So the easement would be narrower and the building could be wider.
I got it. So really what our entire discussion this evening is, yeah, get rid of this, leave that alone. Because if you get rid of this parking here, although getting rid of parking on this thing is not a good idea, but this gives us the appearance of a larger setback.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
I'm not sure about I'd narrow this, so.
Is there going to be anything back there that they're going to need to park in?
No, there's no doors because that kind of that exposure on the side, the doors are all the door then.
And this is the main entrance, so really right. You don't want people pulling right. In and out of there anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was staff suggestion. If someone's trying to have a parallel park in here, it's going to jam up traffic. So not having any parking there is going to be safer and speed traffic.
Okay, so my suggested motion under Section 7 would be to remove from the first two. Remove to narrow the proposed ballpark common boulevard median by at least 10 feet and leave the rest the way it is. Let's just redefine your right away.
And they're going to take.
Why do we need to modify the right of way?
I'd rather not.
Okay, so I'm fine. Okay, so then. And then put a period after Ross and Avenue, period, and delete the rest of the paragraph.
And they're going to take the parking spots out?
That's all it does. They're it out. Says, applicant shall revise the site plan to remove on-street parking located okay. On Ballpark Drive north of Ross and Avenue.
Okay. We usually have a time frame associated with it. That would be the last part of the sentence, prior to building permit.
Prior to building permit.
Because we don't have this plan.
Okay. Somebody make that motion?
Right. So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Joel, Mr. Deal?
Condition number eight. Staff is concerned. I think I'm the only one. so maybe I should say I instead of staff.
All those to remove signify by
poor Joel.
Because of the amount of pedestrian activity that we would like to see and we expect to see in this area, this intersection that's at the northwest corner of this map, I would really like to see in detail all the pedestrian amenities on all four corners. where are the crosswalks, what kind of crosswalks, where maybe there should be some bollards, maybe there should be some raised pavement or textured pavement. I really think that we need to really hit this with every safety feature we can think of. So I wanted to see those details. I think the applicant doesn't want to.
Wait a minute, before you guys get into this, let's do the scorecard. You got just about everything you wanted tonight.
Yeah.
Let's do the scorecard. Justin, do you really want to?
It's not a problem providing the details on
okay.
that. We have the geometry for all of the offsite improvements done, ready to submit to Milwaukee County for review. The piece that we don't have done is the traffic signal design itself, which will include delays for pedestrians crossing Rawson. It'll be have built-in timers for, with delays for that. That's something I think staff recommended early on. So we have to get to the point of having those, getting those plans done for the traffic signals before we can provide those.
Or you can,
but we have the geometry we can give you right now.
Is doing it before building permit an issue?
Submitting them before building permit.
And getting staff approval?
There's 200 pages there.
Although
hey, Joel?
I'm just concerned about the intersection, though.
Joel, you don't have time.
Yeah. Approval means comparing those plans to the approval letter from Milwaukee County DOT. I think that would be a pretty easy, quick review, so I don't see that being a problem.
Well, the possibility would be that we might ask for something more.
Okay.
That could turn into more of an effort.
Because my concern was, they're just going to do that enhanced signal crossing. They're not going to do anything else. No bollards, no textured pavement, no elevated pavement, nothing else. That's my fear.
Is that your intention?
I'm not sure Milwaukee County would allow that kind of specialized intersection.
Now, remember, it's not the Rawson one. That's going to be a separate issue. This is the one that's right there,
right.
That one.
You talked about that one.
Yours. I figured they're going to get their way on Rawson.
Well, the plans for that intersection are in the city's hands. I mean, they are part of the infrastructure plans that have been under review. Been through a couple rounds of review. So, but we can provide you a copy of those.
Joel and I and me, and I'm certain this commission, is concerned about pedestrian activity here. This is the hub of the whole place. So, I've been beating the hell out of him tonight, but I'm kind of with him on this one.
We agree. I don't know if you've seen what's been.
Like I said, I haven't seen anything.
So what you're saying, Greg, is you've already submitted it. So let's move on.
But does it have it more than just the enhanced traffic crosswalk signal?
The way it's designed is pretty standard. Crosswalks, stop signs. Not to say we're not open to discussing enhancements to it, but the way it's designed is as a standard intersection, standard crosswalks.
So that's what I'm looking at. I'm not looking for the whole laundry list. I'm just looking for, those were my ideas. Pick a couple from those, and then I would be okay.
So we leave it there. You get a chance to make your modifications, and we move forward, right? Okay, what else you got?
That's just the staff. If we agree and we're good, we're
yes.
good. If we don't agree, then we can fine.
Then you would bring it back.
Make
for
sure
like,
I'm here Wednesday at 1, or Friday at 1 for the meeting, yeah.
Sounds good.
Okay. Number 9 on the next page 3, revised site plan and landscaping plan to provide a 30-foot landscape buffer yard along Rawson. Can no longer do that. I shouldn't say that yet. If there, the 40-foot setback from Rawson would also have allowed this, that's gone. The rear yard, we're not changing the rear yard, so I guess for all intents and purposes we can't do the buffer yard. The reason I hesitate here is if the Plan Commission really wanted to try to do a landscape buffer yard here, the only remaining option is to ask Milwaukee County if they would allow us to put some landscaping in there. But we can't, that would be totally up to Milwaukee County. We could ask, but we couldn't make them.
say go ahead and ask.
But I'd ask only if the Plan Commission wanted me to.
Mr. Haley.
The question I have is, isn't that all utility easements, the gas pipeline and all that? So, I mean, there may be an opportunity to do some planting, but it's going to be largely controlled by the underground infrastructure through there.
Yep. Yeah, no trees, but they could do shrubs and flowers and stuff. And they have a little bit, but I was envisioning more. So, but that all would be county, so only the county could allow it.
The county did allow for installation of trees in the median of 76th Street earlier on in the project, so at the developer's expense, that might be something that they're amenable to.
We could kill it real quick and make the county pay for it. So what are we doing with 9?
So,
taking it out. It sounds to me like we're taking it out.
Yep.
Is there a motion to delete 9?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. 10?
Number 10 is now the details about that signage again that we talked about before. Would they get their 1.5 times the municipal code now for this building? Would they have to follow the municipal code amount with the potential for a variance of 20%? Or would they be able to, or would they have to do the master sign program? So with the PDD change, we left that master sign program in there. But with this site plan, you get to decide the details of that.
But Joel, this is on all four sides, so that square footage is total square footage?
I believe so. I did not double-check
four-sided any. Four-sided architectures?
But I think that's what it is.
Okay. That's total, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, when we figured it's permitted, it's 472. We're asking for 665.
Can we see it?
Yeah.
Can we see it?
And that's to...
I never got into the square footage.
That's for allowable space for the future tenants.
Can you zoom in on that a little bit?
Is any of it considered architectural?
Yes.
Depends on how you define architectural.
Can you look at that, you've got the Wheel and Sprocket logo, which is...
Hit the plus sign. Zoom in a little bit there. Keep going.
This is the south looking north. So our main road coming in is on the right. Rawson Ave, this would parallel. We have the Rock Ventures sign, which is major, which is Zimmerman's company. That's the majority of the upstairs. Wheel and Sprocket's taking 10,000 or give of the 15 or 16,000 feet on the first floor. Room for the coffee shop and a bakery type place.
A question for Joel. Does the Plan Commission have authority to approve the signs?
We think so. Fred thought not.
Fred doesn't work here anymore. Anybody have an issue on that side? All right, next side.
Those will be looking from the northeast at the east elevation. You will know we have an internal dumpster corral. No dumpster corrals outside. That Rock Ventures, you got a Wheel and Sprocket down here, signage for the coffee shop and the bakery.
Well, let's just do one side at a time.
All right.
That leaf may conflict with a potential city logo.
That's
just
part of your
architecture. Can you check the elevation? It's all called on elevation.
I believe that's architectural.
All I'm saying is it may conflict with a pending new city logo. Anybody have an issue with this side?
No.
Next side.
If it does, it looks good.
Wheel and Sprocket, signage, building address is the main front door to the tenants up above.
Anybody have an issue?
No.
Next side. This doesn't really have to be all this difficult.
We saw this side.
It's kind of the same side, and then you'd be looking at...
Yeah, we don't have the street side, though, right? There's nothing on the street side?
No, I don't think it. I think it's just glass side, and
there's
brick.
No ballpark
and
there's
drive.
No bright
right
color.
There.
The Rock logo up
just
high.
The Rock logo.
No.
There's no bright, metallic, shiny colors.
I don't know why we make this more difficult. So how do we say, yeah, okay?
You just approved
1.5?
No. I'm suggesting we don't do any of those ratios. We say that is okay.
Oh, okay.
I mean, just that.
That's sure. Right. Not 1.5.
So what about the sign in the big window?
That's what I was going to say.
That interior?
That'd be interior. That's not.
I'm okay with it. If you guys are okay with
so
it.
It's like the...
I didn't even see that.
Shade